All right. Spooky George Barnes. You're listening to Trucker Shuckers, Freaks and Geeks with me, G-Minus Mark. And I have an in-house guest this week. Introduce yourself, in-house guest.
Hey, I'm Jake.
Jake Camp of?
St. Louis, Missouri.
And, yeah, first ever special guest. And flew in, what was it, Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday.
And we went record shopping. We've been record shopping solid for like 3 days. We went out on the road. Basically, I picked up Jake from Portland, and then we just hit the record shops where he found that thing we just played, which was George Barnes' Spooky. Where did we find that at?
I think that was at Mississippi Records.
Mississippi Records. It was $1?
$1, yeah.
And you pop-psyched it, and it was worth how much?
Oh, around 100 or so.
Pulling records from under my nose. But that was kind of how this whole week's been, and we've just been kind of record hunting crazy. We went down. I mean, we're going to basically this week be playing stuff that we found on the road trip. From Jake's arrival in Portland, we drove all the way down to see a buddy of mine in Ashland, Oregon. And then that's about 3 hours, you know, south of here. Then we drove back and just record hunted the hell out of Oregon. We went to every junk shop, thrift shop, charity shop, and we scored lots of gold. And that's what we're going to be playing, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, we will.
So what are we going to, we're going to open up with something that I found down in Ashland. And this is kind of weird, because it's Yvonne DiCarlo, who was...
Lily Munster.
From the Munsters. People often say that I look like Herman Munster, but I don't think that's a kind thing when they say that. So we're going to be playing the Yvonne DiCarlo. This is Rockin' in the Orbit, which is a song that came out by Jimmy Haskell, which I previously had on Imperial. And when I heard this one, I was pretty well blown away, because it's the same song, the same backing, but with Yvonne DiCarlo singing over it. So it's pretty cool. So it's kind of a space exotica kind of deal. Yvonne DiCarlo and, what's it called, Jake?
Rockin' in Orbit.
Orbit. Ooh, you got me rocking in the orbit. Do, 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 and I adore it. Calm explorer, you got me rocking in the orbit. I'm out in space, out in the stratosphere. Funny what you kiss can do to me. The moon's your face, stars whisper in my ear. Baby, this is all so new to me. I'm the explorer, you got me rocking in the orbit. Like the aurora, you got me rocking in the orbit. Baby, I'm flying high and I adore it. Call me explorer, you got me rocking in the orbit. Ooh, you got me rocking in the orbit. Like the aurora, you got me rocking in the orbit. Baby, I'm flying high and I adore it. This is the takeoff. You got me rocking in the orbit, in the orbit. Looking for Vanguard in the orbit.
You put my heart into orbit, my head's in. I feel like I am up in space, spinning round the world. I feel like I could fly to Mars and sit up there among the stars. You put my heart into orbit when you kissed me last night. I never thought that I would find a girl as sweet as you. But when I held you in my arms, you really lit the fuse. My heart took off right in space like a rocket on a flight. You put my heart into orbit when you kissed me last night. You put my heart into orbit, my head's in the world. I feel like I am up in space, spinning around. like I could fly to Mars and sit up there among the stars. You put my heart into orbit when you kissed me last night. I'm higher than a kite. You put my heart into orbit when you kissed me last night. You put my heart into orbit. My head's in the whirl. I feel like I am up in space, spinning round the world. I feel like I could fly to Mars and sit up there among the stars. You put my heart into orbit when you kissed me last night. Heads in the world. I feel like I am up in space, spinning round the world. I feel like I could fly to Mars and sit up there among the stars. You put my heart into orbit when you kissed me last night.
All right, that was, what was that? That was Leon Kelly. Would you put my heart into orbit? And before that, you heard Yvonne DiCarlo with Rocking in the Orbit. A couple of, what, kind of space themes?
Yeah, Orbit Records.
Orbit Records. We was going to follow it with an Orbit record, but I didn't find any Orbit Records label-wise, so I didn't. The Leon Kelly one came from a record dealer we know down in Ashland, and we were kind of done with looking through most of the things that were there, and I decided, look, we just kind of went through the instrumental boxes. And he had that in the instrumental box, because the other side is... as an intro, but that's a really nice, to me, Hillbilly Bop Starday custom on the space label, so I figured, I thought I would grab that for a mere halfpenny. Actually, it was more than that, but anyway. So Jake, what did you dig out? Where did you dig this out? Was it in one of the soul boxes, or?
This was in I think the first batch of records you pulled out, and I said I would take that.
You're right, and it's, I would describe it as being quite demented.
Yeah, I would say so.
I would say it's, I mean, it's Ray Sharp we're talking about. Record didn't, I mean, I didn't know the record. It's on the Garrix label, and I figured it was going to be some kind of R&B thing. But it's kind of like, had Ray Sharp at this point discovered LSD or something?
Probably, or Phil Spector.
It's kind of, is it, oh yeah, is this the one that Spector produced?
Yeah.
It is completely, I mean, it is Hazel Adkins, crack-ridden Ray Sharp, I think is one way to describe it. You go with that?
Yeah, I would go with that for sure.
Well, then maybe I should press the play button. This is Ray Sharp. And this is Hey Little Girl.
Yeah. not understand what the meaning you will comprehend. He said,
the hit potential of that record was incendiary. I don't know why that wasn't a number one smash. Two completely crazy records together there. That was Nervous Norvus's Stone Age Woo, which technically we didn't find when we were on our road trip, but it was waiting for me when I arrived home, and I figured what better could have followed that bizarre... What was that thing you found again?
Ray Sharp.
Yeah, the Ray Sharp 45. I mean, how do you mix those two? I think yeah, that's a good enough excuse to play that one. So... onward with the story. So we went to see this record dealer I know down in Southern Oregon. And the kind of deal was, because I go there regularly and I was taking Jake with me, that I'd try and get to the stuff first. So we kind of, I was kind of ahead, but Jake would kind of look at the stuff as I was looking at it. And when we got to the kind of more expensive and more interesting things, we kind of sat there. And I had the stuff in my hand and I was stacking what I wanted. And he was kind of saying, oh, if you don't want that, I'll have that. And this is a record that I basically let slip through my fingers. You say that was true?
Sort of.
Yeah. I said, I'm having that. And you said?
I said, well, if you don't want it, I'll take it.
And I was like, then conscience hit me. And I thought, well, I'm getting all these great records because I'd already snagged a lot of good things there. And I said, okay, if you want it, you have it. And so you wound up getting a real bargain, and I wound up overpaying for something that I'm going to play later. But this is yours now, and I would like it, but it is yours. And I guess you should introduce it, since you own it.
Rudy Thacker's Black Train.
On what label?
Lucky.
Black Train, where can my lover be? Black train, you took her from me. Well, said goodbye a week ago, said you weren't coming back to me no more. Black train, black train, black train. Black train, why did my love astray? Black train, you took her away. Why you took her away on down the line, away from the lonely arms of mine. Black train, black train. Black train. Black
like an angel above. Well, you try to bring her back someday, chase all the lonely blues away. Black train, black train, black train, black train, her love this time I'll win. Black train, she'll never leave again. No more travel that lonesome line, her nearby all the time. Black train, 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 black train.
This baby, I take it deep. When the guitar strum and I wanna slide my feet. Let's go.
Rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll.
Let's go.
Rock and roll, rock and roll,
rock and roll. Baby, roll with my eyes, cause tonight's my night. Let's go.
Partner called the dig it too. I look out, honey, I'm a coming to you. Okay, let's go.
Rock and roll, rock and roll.
Well, let's go.
Rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll.
I want an engine ride, cause tonight's my night to go. Well, I ain't a square, baby. I like your style. When you start to rock and early, drive me wild. Hey, let's go.
Rocking,
drums are in a row.
When I hear the steel harmony, Lord, it rocks my soul. So let's go.
Let's go.
Let's get to rocking, baby, cause tonight's my night for sure. Come on, baby, let's rock.
How much you, Daddy-O?
All right, two of the better things we found, both individually. First, we had Rudy Thacker's Black Train, and then we followed it with Bonnie Bluebell with the Chick Adams Band and Let's Go, and that's on the Bakersfield label, a label which I collect. That's another one I was proud to add to my collection. And you counted my Bakersfields. How many is that now?
Number 13.
It's unlucky 13. Do you think I should either give one of my Bakersfields away or demand that someone sends me another one?
Well, you could give one to me. Because that's 13 more than I have.
But then that would prove for it to be unlucky. That's not going to help with the unluckiness of the situation. Mm. Think I'm better off just not being superstitious?
Yeah.
We'll go with that. So next is a record you we're in Mississippi Records. We're really going to mix styles up.
That was at the big record store, the weird one.
Oh, Crossroads?
Yeah, Crossroads.
The first one we went to?
Yeah.
All right, so this was at Crossroads Records, and I think we were just going for a bunch of cheap crap, and you handed me this and said, "Do I know this?" And I said, "Strangely not." Is that how it went?
Yes, that's how. Yeah.
And what have we got? What is it?
It's the Ray's Mugu Guy Pan on Chess.
It's not somehow slightly racial stereotypy, is it?
No, it couldn't possibly be.
Well, let's play it and find out.
Do 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 Mugu Guy Pan.
If you want to make your wish come true, I'm going to tell you what to do. Take a little trip to Chinatown. You better go to a place I found. Fu Manchu, Chinese too, part of the plan. Take a seat, then you need Mugu Guy Pan. A Mugu Guy Pan, recipe I got from a Chinaman. Mugu, a guy pan, cook it in your whole tin frying pan. Make a wish
happened.
Listen to me very carefully. It's really plain as ABC. Like a voodoo magic charm, you never get no false alarm.
Fu Manchu, Chinese too, part of the plan. Take a seat, then you need to do that man.
I move you, I got that recipe I got from a China man. From a China man, a Mugu, a guy pan, cook it in your whole thing, frying pan. Take a whistle, take a dish out. A Mugu, a guy pan, a Mugu, a guy pan.
I went down to a jazzy little town and I saw the people standing around, and I wanted to know what it was about, and then I heard them shout, and I'm out.
Kind of leads us to a doo-woppy flavor. That was two records that both came from Crossroads Records in Portland. First one Jakey recommended to me was The Rays, which is the flip side of Tippity Top. Actually, I noticed that was, how much was that?
$1.
One whole dollar. And I followed that by something else Jake pulled for me, by
The Calves.
And that was called Anna Macora. But the funny thing was, you didn't pull it for that. You pulled it for the other side, which is So Bad by Oscar Boyd with the Calves, which apparently is good.
Yeah, I think it's
let's hear a few
Black
seconds
Rocker.
Of it.
I can't remember. Maybe
well,
not.
Let's refer. Hold on. Let's have a
Well, I've been looking for you, baby, all night and day.
What is that?
You know,
maybe not. I don't know.
I don't. Still good though, good double cider, and that was $3. So I mean, what can you get for $3? You cannot even buy a bottle of Voodoo Donuts bacon maple beer for that, can you, Jake?
No, you can't. How it's much? At least 4 or 5 times that.
Do we want to tell them about what we're going to be doing a little bit later?
What is it? It's our unofficial sponsor.
This week, our unofficial sponsor is Voodoo Donuts. Bacon maple beer. There is, anyone not familiar with the Pacific Northwest, there is a very famous place called Voodoo Donuts in Portland where you can get married, you can have a donut, or you can see it sometimes in things like various different movies. And they've brought out a limited edition Voodoo Donuts bacon maple flavor. What is it, stout?
I have no idea.
It's in a big pink bottle.
Yeah.
And Jake bought a big pink bottle. And what are we going to do later? We're going to try it on air. Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, the first beer testing on air.
The first live. I mean, and it's live. I mean, if one of us dies from, you know, bacon maple poisoning, it's all going to be captured on digital. Is that a good or a bad thing?
I think that's a good thing.
Anyway, so that's it, that's
it can warn people.
That's the excitement that you have to come. So what do we have next? We have a couple more kind of vocal group things. Both were found, I think, in Crossroads, or did we dig these out somewhere else? Mine came from Crossroads, I think.
Mine came from Mississippi.
You came from Mississippi, boy? What the hell was it doing
sure
in these parts? Mississippi Records, which had moved, actually. Mississippi Records used to be on Mississippi Avenue in Portland. But it had moved to somewhere that wasn't Mississippi Avenue. So, but they didn't change it. Alvina Avenue, so they should be Alvina Records now, but they're not. But whatever, this is something I found by the Cleftones. All right, it's Cleftones who did Little Girl of Mine, but I'm a sucker for cheap doo-wop. And when I played this, I got a surprise because it's not quite what I was expecting, because I just expected the regular kind of doo-wop things. And this has a little more punch to it. This is a track called Hey Baby, Cleftones on G.
Cross my mind, can't go on. yes, my baby's gone. Stop crying, lost my mind. Can't go on, yes, my baby's gone. I can't eat, I can't sleep. I was wrong, yes, my baby's gone. Feed me bread and water, I will eat it every day. But when the nighttime rolls around, please don't take your love away. Some hugging and some kissing, baby, you can tease me too. Only let me love you, darling, cause that's all I wanna do. Stop crying, lost my mind. Get gone, yes, my baby's gone. Yes, my baby's gone.
That wasn't at all bad, and I just realized I haven't got anything queued up, so I'm going to have to do some kind of live on-air queuing up. So while I do that, Jake, you tell them what that was and how we'd never heard it before until then.
That was Ollie Shepard doing My Babe Is Gone on the G label. G-. And it is, it's pretty rough. But,
I'm just making reference to myself, it's a G-.
It's quite a good track. Just now played it, as many of these things were playing. You got it?
No.
It's put it on the other. It's got a slight
it's
warp.
It's got a slight warp. Let's try the other player. Is this professional, do you think? Are you impressed with my professionality?
More professional than me.
Is professionality a word?
I guess.
Ah, see, that one likes it. Oh, I don't think anyone noticed. I think that was flawlessly done. So yeah, a couple of G records we played together, because this is the G show. The next thing Jake has just correctly identified is a bit warped, but that was why it was only cheap. This was something I pulled out when we were at the place in Ashland, and I said, "Oh, look at this." And he's like, "Oh, I see it, but what is it?" And I said, "It's a really, really good female rocker." And it was only slightly more expensive than a big bottle of donut flavored beer. So on the Now label, which I think was a label that belonged to Jack Rivers, and I think he plays guitar on this, Jake's bargain copy of Rockin' the Blues by Peggy Griffiths.
Rock, rock, rock the blues away. Bop, bop, bop the blues away. Ain't no better cue for all than just a little rock and roll. So rock, rock, rock the blues away. Roll, roll, roll the blues away. Come on and stroll, stroll, stroll them blues away.
Baby, baby. Honey, honey, you're so right for me. Baby, baby, you're so right for me.
At last I get one. Ronnie Self, You're Just Right for Me on Columbia. The mintest copy I've ever seen. And that came from the guy in Ashland. And he pulled out a separate pile of things and said, look, this is some stuff I'm going to be putting into my auction list. If you're seriously interested in any of the tracks, make me an offer. So I kind of thumbed through and I was like, oh, at last, like a super clean copy. And I kind of went into panic mode. And Jake was like, well, if you don't want it, I'll have it. But it wasn't priced. So I said, you know, what do you want for it? And he's like, make me an offer. And I thought to myself, well, everybody is always after that record. Nobody can get it. It's impossible to find. I have to make him a big offer because, you know, everyone I've ever bid on eBay, I get outbid. And I couldn't remember how much I'd ever bid on one. So I offered him $150, which he said, yeah, great. So, you know, move a little on later. When we were leaving there, I said to Jake, PopPsych it. That must have been a mega bargain. So Jake goes onto his phone, looks on PopPsych. And what were your exact words to me?
According to PopPsych, you've paid the most it's ever gone for.
So, some of you win, some of you lose. But you know what? I did get a $100 discount on the whole bunch of things that I bought. So I'm telling myself I paid $50 for it. But I now finally have all the Ronnie Selfs that I want. So I guess that's something. So, you know what it's time for now, don't you?
I forgot the name of it. I can't say it.
It's time for
Bacon Maple Syrup Beer.
It's an ale. Hold on, let me get it. So before we crack this, Jake, would you like me to tell you what we're about to be sampling?
Oh, please.
The ingredient. There are 13 ingredients. So, say Bryce Cherrywood smoked malt. Oh, this is a bright pink bottle, by the way. Weyermann Beechwood smoked malt. House smoked hickory malt. Or is this just a list of
malt?
Is this just a list? No, that's not. This is the ingredients. Raw Munich? What's that? Oh, C17 and C75 malts. Applewood smoked bacon. Yep. Pure maple flavoring, rogue microbrewed, resolution and independent hops, free range coast. Is this interesting to anyone? Coastal water and oh well, that's good. It's got Pac-Man yeast in those little yellow things that chase around after ghosts. That should give us that should give us ghost power.
We're gonna be tripping.
All right, I'm about to crack the bottle. Are you ready? All right.
Beautiful.
Bring the glasses. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to pour. Let's see if we can. Okay. I'm going to make yours bigger. Hold on.
It's a better intro.
Hold it. You got to hold it up to the. This is Joe Meek style.
It's like the intro to Intoxica.
Intoxica. I wonder if Harry Pyro drinks anything like this. Yeah. All right, so who's going to take the first sip?
I'll indulge first.
But before you do, smell this. Oh, it wow. Does smell like breakfast.
A little smoky.
It smells like burnt breakfast.
All right, well. Right.
Heads up. Or is it bottoms up?
Bottoms up.
All right. Oh, man. It tastes like bonfire. It
tastes like liquid bacon.
It tastes like a tire fire at a bacon factory. At an abattoir.
It does.
Oh, God. It does taste of bacon. And maple. And beer.
Yeah. The lady at the market said, it's good with pancakes, or you put it in pancake mix?
She suggested that. I think that woman was a bit mad, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
She had that weird look in her eyes. I think I don't know what she'd been doing. That is truly what it claims to be. I don't know where the donut comes in, but that does taste like. Actually, it does taste like a tire fire at like a slaughterhouse. That's what it tastes like. Yeah. Like if you'd scrape the walls the next day and there's all the remnants of burnt pig and. and just, you know, tire. Man, it's not bad, though.
No, it's not. It's not.
Anyway, while we continue to enjoy this fine beverage, I'm going to play a couple of Imperial records. One that I have not heard because Jake said, oh, I think this was okay. And one that you haven't heard that I played this morning. And it's kind of a stupid teen rocker. Teen rock popper. And it's not even a good record, but I thought it was amusing, so I'm going to play it. And I'm always, if there's something that's kind of rock and roll on an Imperial and I haven't heard it, then I always want to hear it. This is Bobby Adano. We probably had acne and a pompadour. This is called Never Got to the Dance.
I buzzed my ding-a-ling queen. Now don't be late for the scene, because the dance starts swinging at 8:15. She buzzed me back with a furry coo.
A honey doll face, I'll be waiting for you.
Well, I washed my iron and I ironed my threads, and then I shined my bucks and I combed my head. I rushed to a hive and I rang her bell.
Honey doll face.
I heard her yell.
Just talk with my dad, I'll be down in a spell.
Well, I lived with her dad until I grew a beard, and at 9:15, Ding-a-ling appeared. Finally got going, and to make things worse,
a honey doll face, I forgot my purse.
Went back for a purse and got started again. Man, I was hot in the face, it was 9:45. Flying along in my iron bird, and she cuddled up cool, and then I heard,
honey doll face, haven't eaten tonight. Can't we stop off and have a bite?
Took time for a snack. She ordered a steak, chowder and fries, and salad and cake. And a double chocolate shake. I was all shook up at 11:05, with a half hour left to get to the jive. As we neared the dance, she crowded the seat.
I could kiss you, honey, for being so sweet.
The thought of a kiss, I mean, my heart did flip, so I parked the rod and we locked our lips. After the first, we had quite a few.
Honey doll face, it's 1:45.
Well, we got pretty far as romance, but Ding-a-ling and I never got to the dance. I saw her as she strode my way.
Let's make a scene. Let's make a scene. I can cure. I I mean. Let's make a scene. Scene. Scene.
All right, so that was not on Imperial, I lied. That was on Dot, and that was the Four Imperials with Let's Make a Scene with the Henk Lux Quintet. And the really outstanding thing about that was the guitar break, which was a bit of a surprise. Where did that come from?
That came from Mississippi Records.
Mississippi Records.
And I figured a dollar wasn't too big of a risk.
I think it was a pretty good buy. I haven't queued anything up, so...
You're
kind of going on the fly now. What about this thing? I got given this. Jack Roebuck and the TJs. Same band that did Party Party. And this was a... Man. All right, so here it goes. Excuse him. This is something when we got down there, the guy we're going to see had it for me free because it has a hairline crack in it. But it plays pretty well. This is on the Lindy label. And it's Live It Up by Jack Roebuck and the TJs. Which is basically the same song as I Want to Bop by Billy Harlan, but instead of being called I Want to Bop, it's called Live It Up. So how's the aftertaste in your mouth right now?
Feel like I just ate breakfast.
Breakfast where, though?
A truck stop? A truck stop.
In Alabama?
Yeah, in Alabama. And
out of the trash can?
Out of a trash can, and there were tires burning.
And a bum peed in there?
Yeah, that's what it tastes like.
Would we recommend that? I mean, it's not bad. It's one of those absolute do not know whether it's great or terrible.
Yeah.
The jury's out. Anyway, Jack Roebuck and the TJs would Live It Up.
I got the bug. I got the bug, I got the bug, I got the bad, 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 bad bug.
I got the bug, a record I probably played before, but the relevant thing about that was it was that was a Crossroads find, and I already have it and Jake already has it, and Jake grabbed that copy and I said, "Oh, I need an upgrade," so you handed it to me, didn't you?
I sure did,
because we both had warped copies. What have you got, a good copy and a warped copy?
I have a beat non-warped copy, and you have a warped copy that you're supposed to flatten out for me.
And I also have a warped copy of my own and a VG copy that I just played. So between us, we have four copies of I Got the Bug.
Correct.
So we have the bug.
We have the bug, definitely.
It's pretty exciting. Now, speaking of having the bug, so what happened was we left Ashland, and we stopped off at a couple of other places. But I mean, the plan was we left, we stayed overnight, I should say. And the next morning, we got up at like, I got up at 6, you got up at 7 or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Went to the Black Bear Diner for breakfast. And then we decided to head back slowly, and what's usually a 3-hour drive, we decided to kind of spend all day and hit every small town just off of Interstate 5. So that we did, and we started off. And the first place we went into at like 9 o'clock, I came out with a Jet Tone Boogie by the Jet Tones, which was like a buck, and you got a jazz LP. Was that a Blue Note LP or something?
Yeah, Blue Note.
And nothing else was open. So we stopped off at a couple of other places, and kind of on a impulse, as we were heading towards Roseburg, which is like kind of half of the way back, that's a town that's a real kind of dying blue collar town. It's quite big, but every time I go there, I find nothing. And I wasn't particularly planning on visiting it, but I thought to myself, literally, as I saw the Roseburg exit sign, I think you were asleep, weren't you?
I think I was awake for that.
Yeah. I just said, look, that's, I'm going to do Roseburg. So we pull into Roseburg, and you know, it's usually, it is as it always is, empty, vacant streets. You know, the place really looks like it's dying. So we found a place to park, fed the parking meter, went in a couple of stores, nothing. Went into one antique store, and I'm like, have we got any records? And the guy said, no, but.
But down the street, there's
all the records,
or,
you said you'd be like swimming in records. So I think we actually ran out of that store. And we could find this antique store, which is just up the street. And they had a back room full of records, mainly LPs. And when we first walked in there, it looked like there wasn't very many 45s. Because it was dark. So you're in this room, and it's mainly LPs in a square room. But then there's this kind of weird corridor. And initially, I could see just a shelf with a few 45s on, but as you went into the darkness, there was indeed, how many 45s do you think?
Probably 1,000 or so.
Yeah. And we feverishly started grabbing stacks, and it was kind of a polite chaos in that we took a side each and we just started digging and digging and digging. And I think I found the first thing that I thought was pretty good, which was a copy of Bacon Fat, which is kind of weird considering that we still have bacon taste in our mouths. So I'm like, yes, I found a Bacon Fat by Andre Williams for, what were they? Are they a buck, the records there?
Yeah, but with a discount.
Yeah, so I was like, yay! And he's like, oh, you found an Andre Williams. I'm not finding anything. Then I like hit something else minor, like a couple of EPs and some, maybe a couple of hillbilly boppers. And then what did? Then all of a sudden I hear yes. What did you pull, Jake?
Jack Southern Darlene on Challenge.
Mint minus?
I would say yeah, mint minus.
I was none too pleased.
Pulled it from under your nose.
This is actually the first time it's going to be heard, because we haven't played. You didn't play it, did you?
No, I haven't played it.
So this has been sat in an antique store in Roseburg, Oregon, and who knows how long it's been there or where it came from, but I doubt it's been played publicly for a long time. So we might have the wrong record on it. I doubt it, though, because it sounded like the intro when I started to cue it up. So here it is, Jake's lucky find, an absolutely stunning copy of Darlene by Jack Southern on Challenge.
Now Darlene used to love me, and I know she loved me so. Until one night I took her to the lowest Diego bar. We stood there in the corner where the lights were low and dim. Then and there is where my baby learned to do the swim.
So much swimming, I'm gonna learn to be a lifeguard. Yeah, somebody's gonna have to bring you back to shore.
Cuckoo girl, first you fell in love with a movie star. Cuckoo girl, you were crazy about him from afar.
I love
Cuckoo Girl. I played that before. That's Chico Holiday. And you found a copy of that in there, didn't you?
I did.
And that was my copy, which I found early in the trip. But that was basically two records we came out of that store with. We both came out with a bunch of records, but I can't remember what any of the rest of them were. But the Darlene just overshadowed everything. Don't you think?
No, I think so, for sure.
So what happened after that was I set my Garmin. I've got a Garmin sat nav because we were kind of walking around looking for any more antique stores. And we couldn't see any, so we have a look on the old sat nav. And it said there was an antique mall 2.5 miles up the street. So we thought, let's go and check that out. So we start heading up to this antique mall, which incidentally was a ghost antique mall because it wasn't even a building there when it said we arrived. But on the way to it, on the right-hand side of the highway, is this, how would you describe that place?
It was a hillbilly junk store?
Yeah, hillbilly junk store. There was kind of rednecks sat outside. When I pulled over, some lady's like, "Nice Mustang." And we go in. So we go into this store, and we're both like kind of almost elbowing each other out the way. And we're eagerly trying to find the records, and one of us goes one way and one goes the other. And the old fella's like, "Can't help you, boys." I'm like,
"That's a good impression."
"Can't help you, boys. Say, young fella, come out the back with me." No, so we ask if there's any records. There's a box on the floor, and there's a box of 78s on the floor, and a very small pile of 45s sandwiched in between them, which I managed to just dive in front of Jake and grab the handful of 45s, and I'm kind of looking at them and considering them. And there wasn't anything I recognized, but there was a couple of really interesting 45s in there, and one of them was on the Roscoe label, which is a label I knew I'd seen before, but I couldn't pinpoint where. And it occurred to me literally 5 minutes ago that it's the same label that Gene Davis, I've Had It, I'm Through, is on. And Jake's like, you gonna grab those? I'll grab those. I say, no. And I said to the old guy, "How much for the 45s? And he's like, $5 for the pile. There's about 10 45s. 8 of them were awful. And this is by Dick Martin, and it's called What Chance Have I? And I thought, oh, that's gotta be easy listening pop. But when we headed out of the headed out of there, and Jake grabbed his phone and started pop psyching, what did you say?
It was somewhere around 200 to 300 pre-seeds.
Pre-seeds. So it's Sky Saxon, who must have been recording under the name of Dick Marsh on the Roscoe label. So it wound out that I got the last laugh on that day. So we're going to play it. It's kind of we were wondering, we thought it would be a garage record, and it wasn't a garage record. I thought it might be a teen record, but it's really a Buddy Holly alike, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, we've only heard part of it. We played part of it on, we both take portable like record players down there, turntables. And I'm probably going to sell this, but it's a super clean record. And I thought, well, let's give it a spin. So this is Dick Martin, a.k.a. Sky Saxon, the lead singer of the Seeds, on the Roscoe label with What Chance Have I?
What chance have I with the pretty girl? Well, over there with the golden girl. Well, look at those ruby lips, I say now. She looked at me. What chance have I to take her home? Looks to me she's all alone. I'll just walk over there and see. Hey now, she go with me. I didn't have a date for the prom. I've always been a shy and a lonely guy. Say I found out she's a lonely too. Yeah, waiting for me to catch her eye. What chance have I in the pounding light? Steal a kiss goodnight. While the stars were a-dancing up above. Say now, we kissed and I fell in love. I didn't have a date for the prom. I
always been a shy and a lonely guy. But I find out she's a lonely too. Yeah, waiting for me to catch her eye. What chance have I on the family line? Steal a kiss goodnight. While the stars were dancing up above. Say now, we kissed, and I fell in love. Yeah, we fell in love.
All right, so yeah, that was the record I found on Roscoe, and we're almost out of time, just about 3 minutes left. So what do we want to wind up? Any closing thoughts on the weekend?
Best record trip I've had so far, I think.
How many 45s did you think you pulled?
At least 100 or so, I would say, or close to it, yeah.
Yeah, it was productive, because you were saying basically that... Oregon seems to be easier to genuinely junk find things as opposed to just buying from other dealers.
Yeah, definitely. Found some nice treasures and junk more records than I junk at home, so...
I'm surprised because I always kind of get an impression that you're out all the time finding handfuls of stuff, but I guess... I'm thinking the places we went had not been picked over for a long time.
Yeah, I would say that.
I don't think anyone thinking of flying over and following our route would probably be sorely disappointed.
No, there would be nothing. We killed it.
Yeah, we killed it. And I think that's it. I think we're going to kill this episode. So thank you for being my first ever special guest.
Well, thank you.
And you'll probably be the last one.
unless I come back.
Yeah, we could do...
part two.
Part two when we go north. We could go and see Don Kirsch in Tacoma and cover every... We're going, mind you, we're doing another one tomorrow. We're heading to Salem tomorrow, so...
Never know.
You may hear stories of my next podcast, what we find. So anyway, this has been G-Minus Mark, and you have been...
Jake from...
Kim Lenz and the Jaguars, we should mention. Jake is the bass player in Kim Lenz and the Jaguars.
I am.
Did I mention that?
I don't think we mentioned that.
Mentioned that now. So if you're a Kim Lenz fan, then... send her an email saying how impressed you are with her bass player's abilities.
I'm a freak.
He's a freak. And that's it. We're out of here. Tune in some other time when I ramble on about some other crap. Anything else to say, Jake?
Bacon.
Bacon.